Thank you, Roberto. Welcome to the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee conference call. This Friday, 20 December 2013 at 1900 UTC. Participants on the call are Murray McKercher, Veronica Cretu, Fatimata Sayasila, Roberto Gaetano, Siranush Vardanian, Mohamed El Bashir, Carlos Aguirre. We have apologies from Andrew Mack. On the staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtani, and Susie Johnson. And may I please remind to please state your full name before speaking for recording purposes. Over to you, Roberto.
Thank you. I would like to start the call. I would ask to put the agenda on the screen, if possible. This is the first call that we make after the Buenos Aires meeting. I have periodically sent to the list updates on what was happening, so there's no need to repeat where we are. The purpose of this call is to discuss and approve the format of the letter that we are going to send out to the person who have to give the references. That is for the urgent item because the references, the call for references is going to be made immediately after when the expressions of interest have been sent in. And that's the first point on the agenda. And the second point that will take a little bit more time is to discuss how we are going to proceed with the scoring and with the votes. For this I will ask the help of Matt or somebody to describe what has been prepared in big polls. I will introduce a bit the subject and then we can go to the pages. So is there any other thing that anybody wants to have or feels that we need to discuss during this call? Murray, I see your hand up. You have the floor.
Murray, you may be
Murray,
muted.
I'm muted.
So it's star 7 to unmute.
Sorry, how is that?
That's perfect, thank you.
Much, much better.
My apologies, too many buttons. It's Murray McKercher for the record. Someone had sent me some feedback about the email that went out, and I just wanted to pass along that they were a little confused about the process from the email. I'm not sure why, because I didn't go through it all in detail myself, but I just wanted to pass that along, and perhaps we could have a look at that. That's all.
Murray, I'm not sure I understand. What process? Do I need to describe the next steps of the next thing that this committee has to do, or what else?
No, sorry. The email that went, I guess, out saying that the expressions of interest were open and they're the process that happens for those who are wishing to express interest, the feedback I received was there was some unclarity in that either the email or the process, or you know, I didn't get exact feedback, but I can find out more and pass that along. Is that clear?
Yes. Well, if I need to explain that now during the call, I'll do that in a couple of minutes. But then, if you forward me the email, maybe I can reply directly to the person that has raised the question.
Okay. So what happened?
Okay, but just to make sure that we, at least in the committee, we are all on the same page. The expressions of interest have to be submitted via big calls. So on the link that was in the candidatures. And once the expression of interest has been submitted, myself and ICANN staff will get a notification, and we will send to the person that have been given as a reference in the form, we will send an email with a request for references, basically to fill in the form that you see now on the screen. And these people have sometimes in the beginning of January, I think it's in the form the deadline, and exactly at 23:59 UTC on Monday, 13th of January. So at the same, we will have access starting the 28th, I believe. To candidatures that have been submitted before the deadline of the 26th, and we will start the evaluation process. So we will basically score the candidates in a way that will be explained as a second item in the agenda, as the next item in the agenda, and as a result, we will take votes to determine which candidates are going to be shortlisted and which candidates are not going to be shortlisted. And the list of the shortlisted candidates, I think the deadline is the 28th of January, but I might be wrong, will be passed to the ALAC, and then the ball is in their camp for doing the voting. Is that sufficiently clear? I assume it is. Or the person who doesn't find it clear is muted. So having said that, you have in front of you the confidential applicant reference form. You don't have probably had a lot of time to read it before the call, but it's basically there is a description of the process, what is going to happen, what we are requesting the referee to do, and a series of questions. The questions are basically the same questions that the NOMCOM is asking to the referees, plus the additional question that is related to specific ALAC selection criteria, ALAC requirements, which is question number five. So I'm not expecting to have a long discussion on this, and in any case, I think that over the weekend we can accept further comments if you have any, but then on Monday at the latest, this has to be finalized because it's going to be sent out as soon as the expressions of interest are coming in. Are there any questions or comments on this form? I hear a lot of people typing.
Carlos has his hand raised.
Oops, sorry. Thank you. I didn't notice. Carlos, please go ahead.
Hi, Roberto. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. No, just a comment. We had a short time to analyze the reference form, but I can see it's very similar than others in the past references that I in the past. So I think it's good. I have no question, no comments about that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. For those who are not on Adobe, there was a comment from Veronica suggesting to add a question related to any potential conflict of interest that the candidate might have, knowing that the person providing the reference might not be aware of all the conflict of interest. It is nevertheless useful to add this question. So maybe if staff can make a little note about this, and we will introduce also this question. And okay, as I said, I'm not expecting big issues about this, also because we are not starting from scratch, but is basically copied over from the previous experiences. So, this said, we can close this point on the agenda and I'm going to give, as I said, another couple of days, also because we have people that are not on this call and so didn't have the chance to provide comments. So let's go to the next point, that is the review of the BCEC workspace. So, what we have done is this. The approach is this one. When we get the expression of interest, we are going to, they are in the system. What we are going to do is to do an evaluation. We split that in different parts, and we are going to evaluate every part. For instance, there's a part related to the knowledge of the ICANN processes. There's a part that is addressing, for instance, the how can I say, the what they are going to be able to contribute to ICANN and to ALAC and so on. So there are four, five, or six blocks that we are going to split this in blocks, and we are going to give first of all a score from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest and 5 being the highest, to each of the blocks, and also we are going to give the possibility of making comments. And I'm encouraging everybody to put as many comments as you want, because I believe that at one point in time the comments are going to be important when we have to when we have a tie situation and we need to decide whether the candidates are going to be part of the list or not. I think that going through the comments can be an useful exercise also for keeping in mind exactly what is the profile of the candidates and what are the impressions about the profile of the candidates. Plus, we'll have the possibility also to put comments that will remain obviously completely confidential and circulated only inside our group, and this comments can be also, I doubt whether this statement is correct, or maybe this has to be verified, or you know, all these kind of things that may be useful then for an evaluation. This, I would like to ask Matt or I don't know who in the staff can bring on the screen the page or and maybe walk us through a little bit more of more details on what I have said now, and then I will open the floor for questions and comments.
Hi, this is Matt for the record. Hi, this is Matt for the record. Roberto, were you saying that you wanted me? Were you saying that you wanted me to go over the workspace that was created?
Yes, exactly. Can you do that?
Sure. Give me 1 second. Let me just share my screen. I'm actually going to have to log into a new browser, so if you just give me a few seconds, I'll be able to help out.
Roberto, this is Heidi. So Matt's going to be sharing his screen, and then we can go briefly over what we reviewed, some of the aspects that this members-only site has. But for the time being, we don't have any technical support staff with us. So any technical questions will need to be referred to them.
Yes, I understand this. I think that the purpose is also to familiarize ourselves with this, with the type of evaluation that we are going to do. And in fact, what is more important is the process, and I think that if you have questions on this, I can I can answer them myself. In the meantime, is there any comment about the general approach that we are using? That is, instead of having one overall score, to have separate scores on different sections. I personally believe that this will allow us to be more granular and a little bit more accurate in our evaluation. In the meantime, I see in the chat that Fatimata says that her line is cut off, so I don't know if we need to call her back.
Hi, Roberto. Yes, we're working on dialing her out. Apologies for the delay.
Okay, and I'm ready to go over the workspace if you want, Roberto, or if, I'm not sure if you want to wait for Fatimata to return.
Maybe yes, I see people that are typing. I would like to see if there's any disagreement about this approach that we are taking. Fatimata confirms that we can continue.
Okay. This is Matt Ashtoni for the record. So this is the BCEC 2014 Candidate Evaluation Workspace. Just a couple notes about this workspace. It's private, so only members of staff and the BCEC can actually see it. And in order to see it, to even search for it, you will have to be logged in. You cannot be logged in as anonymous and find this page. So the way it was set up by David Pragnell from IT was we have the candidate EOI applications. He listed four EOIs. Again, these are just, fakes. They're just so we can see. If we click on the first one, which is EOI 1, we have all of the other sections of the EOI. I'm going to skip to section B so we can see everything. The section is just the contact information. So this was one of the fake EOIs that I filled out. I was John Doe. This contains all the information that was listed in the EOI and filled out by every person. So you can see here's a few more sections. This has everything broken down. So we're going to list all of the EOIs this way for anything that is submitted. There's one other section, which is the member voting section. Under here, David has a completed example and an in-progress example. I'll start with the in-progress. So if you have your speakers on, can you please mute them? David has informed me that, Roberto, you requested to get rid of Section A because it just is the person's email address, so there shouldn't be voting on that. But what everyone will be able to see is you can come in here and you can select how someone are just voting on all the sections, how you feel about it. Once that's completed, the finalized survey, everyone will be able to see, will be aggregated normally. This is just one of the surveys that David voted on. You'll be able to see when it's completed how people voted and the overall percentages for each section. So I hope that's helpful. And if there's any questions about this workspace, I'd be happy to answer them.
This is Roberto for the record. There's a request to Matt to share the link in the chat of this page. I would like to say that your comments are most than welcome. Need to finalize, obviously, before the deadline for the submission of the candidatures. What you see now what, if you access through the link, is still a little bit work in progress, in the sense that it is open to changes, maybe to simplification if it's over complicated, but the general, the important thing is that we agree on the general structure, and that we understand where we need to act in order to do the votes and the scores and the comments. I stress again in terms of providing as many comments as you feel adequate, because the comments then are the ones that that are going to allow us more than the bare digits to make an informed decision. Any comments on this? Is everybody still on the call? Okay, is there, I see there are no, is there any question that you have? Is there any part that has to be better explained or more more better explained? I see a comment from Carlos. Yes, of course, you will have time to go through the screens and the application and provide more comments when you access it. Matt has given the link, so you will be able to link to the page and to browse it. I'm just asking for general comments about how we are operating. Yes, Veronica has a comment in the chat saying that obviously she would like to play a little bit with the application before comments. It's the purpose. This is, I wanted to have this call now to present the thing and give you a little bit of time for playing with it. I see Heidi asking for the floor. Heidi, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Roberto. I'm just wondering two things. Now that we have two EOIs and we're expecting more in the next several days, should staff just go ahead and put those EOIs on to this wiki page? Or would you like us to hold off on that? And then secondly, perhaps when the BCEC is ready to start using this page and start scoring the candidates, would you like to have a member from the tech support staff on the call just to walk everyone through it so everyone is clear on how to use the system?
First of all, I think it's better if we put the EOIs in line only after the deadline, just that so that people who are going to play with the system don't start. We need to concentrate on the mechanics of the system and make sure that we understand what is happening before, probably before we have live data. unless this is technically a problem, well, in that case, have the OIs online. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I'm not planning to have another teleconference in the next days, because we are approaching Christmas, and it's going to be a nightmare have a teleconference. I think that the important thing is that everybody understands the basics of the application, and that concentrating on this. But I see a comment from Siranush, who states that it would be better to have the OIs posted by the time they are coming, for having more time to review. We are talking about, in fact, basically 6 days difference, including Christmas. Can I have just a quick show of hands? If you prefer to have the EOIs online immediately, can you say so on the phone line, or say yes in the Adobe, and agree in the Adobe?
Mohammed, online, yes.
Okay, so I have three yes. Can those who prefer to have everything at the deadline vote no on the Adobe, disagree on the Adobe, or say so in the call? Forget it. Everybody says so. There's a consensus on having the EOIs available as soon as they arrive. So that answers the question, Heidi.
Mohammed, I would like to comment for Brazil.
Mohammed, go ahead.
I think it's important that for the technical team and staff to ensure that only the people of the PIC, of the committee, and the working group, and staff only have access to those pages. That's very important for the confidentiality of the process before voting. I think it's technically, you need to ensure that only the people on the working group, the committee, are able to access this information only.
Yes, Mohammed, this is Roberto for the transcript. I completely agree, and that has been a concern of mine, and that's why I have asked to have the non-disclosure commitment to confidentiality signed by everybody. So I'm very much aware of the need for confidentiality, and staff is aware. Your comment is welcome, and reinforces the opinion that we need to be absolutely sure that we don't have an ICANN leaks where. I see agreement from Murray about the need for confidentiality. And Heidi suggesting to have a call at the beginning of next year, first call in the new year. Yes, definitely. We are going to to have a very definitively a call in the beginning of next year. And a doodle poll will be sent out. Any other comments? So, hearing none, I think that I can go to the last point in the agenda and describe a bit steps. So the next steps are as follows. The 26th of December is the deadline for submission of the expressions of interest. By 23 hours 59 minutes UTC, we should all the expressions of interest. So we will know how many candidates we have, and that will give us an idea about the complexity of the task. The next deadline is the 28th. On the 28th, by the 28th, we have to validate the list and publish the name of the candidates. As everybody reminds, then the list of candidates is going to be public. Then we have a little bit of time to start looking at the candidatures. We are going to have one call. One call just to make sure I will proceed that by a mail in the list. If we need to have some technical explanations, if somebody has difficulties or if there's any need for some technical explanation, we can organize a specific call. Otherwise, I think that the first call will be to have the first round of opinions. In the meantime, I will set a deadline for the first round of votes, and then we can have a first idea on whether there is agreement or not on who has to be shortlisted or not. And then from there on, we will see. I remind you that the deadline is, I think it's the 28th of January, for giving the shortlist to ELAC for their voting. So that is the list. In the meantime, I have seen things in the chat that I have not really followed. Carlos, we can put a reminder by email when we have an updated. Okay. Yes, please, Heidi, can you mark this as an action item? I have basic agreement on Carlos' suggestion. A note to the BCC when UI posted. Murray, I'm not sure I understand your comment to Heidi. I also feel a note to BCC when EOI posted is a very good idea. What do you mean? When an EOI arrives, there should be should that trigger a notification to the BCC, or is it something different that you want?
No, it's Murray speaking for the record. Yes, I just was agreeing that the fact that a staff would send a note to the BCE, I'm assuming that's the BCE list, is useful so that we can go in and have a look at that.
Yes, maybe rather than having staff doing this, I was kind of figuring out maybe we can ask a question to technical people whether whether this can be done by the system automatically, a sort of notification that that will you know, not oblige staff to react while eating the turkey to send messages around. Can you, Heidi, can
yes.
you...
Yes, I'm going to get a response just in a minute. I'm just asking tech support now. Just a moment, please. I think you can, but I'm just double-checking.
Yeah, well, we don't need to give an answer during the call, but I think that we should mark that as an action item. Any other comment or question?
Yes, Roberto, it's Marie, if I could have a moment.
Yes, go ahead.
I did notice on the workspace there is an area for making comments. So if you log in and you need to make comments, I'm assuming those comments get spread around to everyone who uses the workspace, and that may be useful if people are used to using that function of the workspace.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the comment. Matt, you have your hand up.
Hi, this is Matt for the record. Marie, I just want to clarify. Are you wondering if every time a comment is made, if every member of the BCEC will be notified of that comment?
No. That I was only commenting that those comments would be available when someone logs in to look at the workspace.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions? Suggestions?
Sorry, Roberto, can I hear me? Carlos here.
Yes. Yes, Carlos.
Yes. I lost my internet access, so I'm connected by phone. Thank you.
Okay, Carlos. Yes, I was just about to close the call if there were no other comments on or suggestions. Please feel free to jump in if you have any comments. In the meantime, I'll give the floor to Nata, who has raised her hand.
Thank you.
Roberto, this is Fatimata.
Yes, go ahead.
Regarding the notification on updates in the wiki, I know that in the wiki case, there was an option that you could use to receive notifications. Maybe Matt can tell us if this is available on ours. And that will answer the question.
I'm sorry, Fatimata, can you please repeat your question? You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm talking about the automatic notification. You know, when an update is made in the wiki.
Ah, yes. Okay.
From experience in the wiki place, the continent. I mean, we had that possibility just to have this option to receive any update. So I wonder if this is available on this one.
Sure. This is Matt for the record. That is possible. You'll have to be subscribed to the workspace. But before you do that, I just want to let you know one thing. So when you're subscribed to the workspace, you'll be notified of any changes, but you'll be notified of everything. So if you know at the bottom of the wiki page when you're editing it, there's an option for send notification. I always uncheck that, or at least I hope I do. And so that way people don't have to see all of the secretariat work that will go on. If you're subscribed, you'll get a notification if I end up adding a period to a sentence. So it may be something where you should wish to subscribe to a page, one page only, perhaps to vote. Because if you do it for the whole space, I think it could potentially get overwhelming. You can end up receiving hundreds and hundreds of emails.
Yeah, and that's not something we'd like to have.
This is Roberto for the transcription. I believe that it is extremely useful to have a notification when a new SOI comes in, since we want to be notified in as early as possible. I personally believe that we can live with the fact that we go and we log in and we see the comments when we log in the workspace. In any case, if any of us in the working group believes that there is something extremely urgent or extremely important in terms of comments or for whatever reason, I think that the best way will be to send a message to the list and say, hey guys, I have updated that page, or I have a very important comment that has to be read right away or whatever, rather than rely on automatic mechanism that will flood our inbox. So I would, unless there's a strong disagreement, I would propose to go ahead with this sort of approach, inviting people who feel that they have made important comments to notify that by email. Fatimata, what is not desirable?
I was answering to Heidi's.
Oh, okay.
To Heidi's,
thank you.
Yeah, because we don't want to be overwhelmed by, any kind of comment on the wiki. So I think the suggestion you just made can make sense. And,
yeah.
Well, it's not an easy thing. So if you can help each other by notifying the other members, if you find that something is very interesting to share, that would be a good point, I think. Thank you.
Okay, so we have 7 minutes left, but there's nothing that obliges us to use all the time until the last second. If there are no other comments on any point on the agenda or any other things that you want to point out, I will be inclined to close the call and release everybody a couple of minutes earlier. Any other comments? Wait until everybody has typed. Good. Yes, also from my part, I have happy holidays, and keep an eye on your mailbox. Be sure to be sober when you do the evaluation. I know that during the holiday season you have a different state of mind, and it looks funny, it looks like a joke to say this, but it is actually not, in the sense that we have to we have to do the evaluation and be fair to everybody. And I think that the moment that we do the evaluation, we shouldn't be in a situation in which we are particularly depressed or particularly excited. Have a good holidays and also good work in evaluating the EOIs and the candidates. This is really an important task for the future of ALAC and ICANN. Okay, this said, goodbye and happy holidays to everybody. Bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Happy holidays. Have a good day. Happy New Year.